Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right. We're going to do the deep dive on the AI insanity and white people not just being unsearchable on Google yesterday with their AI, but whites all replaced from George Washington to Jesus with black people. But you already see that in the movies and the TV. It's part of a larger plan. It's not to help black people either. It's part of a plan for total division. We'll talk about that coming up in a few minutes. Final segment with the real trucker, Jake. We'll get updates with him and other truckers as it unfolds. Wish I could talk all day with these truckers, but real fast, Lisa in Missouri is a truck driver. You're on the air. Go ahead.
It's great to be on, and I tell you, you really have got us pumped up, us truckers, right now listening to you today. Actually, I'm from Tennessee. I'm on the road right now driving through Missouri. And I was, you know, and listening to Trucker Jake, and like he said, I am a company driver, okay? My husband and I are team drivers, so we roll 24/7. One sleeps while the other one drives. So my husband's back there in the sleeper berth sleeping right now. And we last year decided to make a decision. Our company does deliver to California. We said, no, we're not going to California anymore. We don't like what that state stands for. We're not going there. And there, what Trucker Jake said about no force dispatch. You had a caller on earlier that was a company driver. Most companies are no force dispatch. They cannot force you to take a load somewhere. And they can't afford to fire you because they don't have enough drivers. So that trucker, just so I can say to him, hey, look, you know, you don't want to go to New York, don't go. Tell him, I'm not going to New York. I know we're not going to New York. Now, we deliver from Dalton, Georgia to Washington, and right now I've got a load of apples that are going back to Cocoa, Florida on me. I've got 79,000 pounds right now. But we made that conscious decision. We do not go to California. We did it a year ago, and we tell our dispatch, and they won't give us anything in California. And I think all truckers need to stand up with this going on in New York. And if all truckers stood up even for just one day to stand up for freedom and just not drive, you know what that could do to our nation if they just didn't drive for one day?
It's a massive exercise of human power. Thank you so much, Lisa. I could talk to you for an hour. We got to move quick. Just please spread the word about the show. We're all in this together. Trucker Jake, comments on what she just said?
I tell you what, I think our sister Lisa here deserves her own show. I think she's very well spoken. She knows exactly what she's talking about. She's absolutely 100% correct. Absolutely. You know what? Get out of those blue states. You know, you do yourself a favor. Go to the red states. You're going to be so much happier. Take it from Trucker Jake. I know.
I don't want to cut these people short, but I got another guest coming in, another news we're going to cover. We'll do this again with truckers very soon, I promise. Maybe I'll come in Saturday to a three-hour show, nothing live. In fact, we're doing it. Saturday, three-hour live show, nothing but truckers. Amazing people. So let's just get a minute comment or a 30-second comment from Mike in Texas and then Leatherneck in Texas. Mike, we're out of time. Just give us a quick comment.
Yeah, guys.
Go ahead. You're having
can you hear me, Alex?
Yeah, Mike in Texas. Go ahead.
Yeah, I stand with you guys. I'm a trucker. I support what's going on, and I don't want to poo-poo this, but I've been trucking for 20 years, trying to organize American truckers to do anything like herding cats. I applaud this, but the one thing it will have caused is the rates for New York to go up by 30% or more. So they may not run out of groceries, but they're going to pay a hell of a lot more for them, and I support that.
Beautiful. No, I hear you. Nothing's perfect, but it's a great nonviolent thing to do. Closing comments, Real Trucker Jake.
I tell you what, I cannot be more proud of my brothers and sisters standing up together, standing against this tyrannical, illegitimate government. You know what? Let's keep this rolling. This is just the beginning of the beginning. You know what? God bless you all.
Jake, let's talk soon. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you. Love. You know, I just know that I just like truck drivers. They're just all cool people, man. They're great people. All right. They're not dumbasses because they live in the real world. All right. We're going to go to break. I'm going to air a very important report on what the carbon taxes are really about. And then Chase Geiser's coming in. We're doing the deep dive on Google. banning white people. It's coming up. What's really going on is coming up. And we got so much more today. We are now into the third hour. Please stay with us.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation, for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower priced than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% humanoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Be one your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
More hats, more hats, more fears.
Feels hot. You feel hot?
Yeah, it's pretty warm.
Yeah, I think we're all going to die. I think this is it. The world's being destroyed.
What?
Yep, this is it. End of the world. The apocalypse, Armageddon. I'd say we have 3 weeks left to turn this thing around. The worst part is it's all your fault, I can't believe you've done this. What, how is this my fault? Well, you produce carbon dioxide, and there's way too much of that stuff.
Too much?
Yeah, how much is there? How much is too much? Look, I don't even know. I'm not here to understand vague pseudoscientific talking points. I'm here to enforce insane restrictions on the basis of those talking points.
Restrictions?
Yeah, you know, like carbon credits and no gas stove and you have to eat bugs and live in a tiny box like a bug and end your bloodline, you know, no children or anything like a bug.
Okay, that is insane, yeah.
Well, it's a crisis, a climate crisis, so we don't have time to think about this stuff. We're saving the Earth.
From what?
Well, from people.
Yeah,
like other people, not like you and me, but like, you know, people, humans.
So you want to eliminate humans?
Well, it's not quite that simple.
Yeah, I feel like that should be a hard no.
Well, no. See, it's math. We have this equation, and we're trying to get this number down to zero.
And one of those variables is people.
Yeah, that's right. We're trying to reach zero by multiplying these non-zero numbers by whatever the value of people is. We call it net zero.
Okay, because people produce carbon dioxide by existing.
Right, so it's all about switching energy production to carbon-neutral sources.
Yeah, all right.
And also not breathing or eating.
I'm sorry, what?
Great news. We're making big progress. The oldest and largest power plant in all of England just went 24 hours totally carbon-neutral. They didn't burn a single ounce of coal all day.
What did they burn instead?
Biomass.
What is biomass?
Trees. Big, beautiful trees from across the ocean. See, we cut them down in British Columbia, ship them across the Atlantic, and burn them for fuel.
Wait, so just because you don't burn coal, you're calling that zero emission?
Well, the banks do, yeah.
The banks?
Yeah, the bank. The bankers, the international bankers, they're in charge of all of this because they're so selfless and caring.
Okay, and they're making us give up combustion fuel.
Well, not totally, just like natural gas and coal and stuff like that.
Yeah, but not trees.
No, not trees. Trees are fine.
All right, that's crazy. Isn't there any other power generator source? Like, what about windmills?
Oh, yeah, windmills are great. Yeah, after like 18 years, they're carbon neutral for a couple years. Plus, when they freeze, you can just keep them spinning with the diesel engine. Also, they kill a ton of eagles.
Is that a good thing?
I guess not, but we're saving the Earth here. You can't make omelets without breaking a few eggs, and you can't build windmills without killing a ton of eagles and whales and chopping down 2 million trees in Scotland.
Okay, wait, so you're burning trees for fuel, but you're also cutting down entire forests to make fields to build windmills?
That's right, and also we're just chopping down trees and straight up burying them in the ground. It's a new initiative.
I hate trees.
Don't trees, like, absorb carbon dioxide?
No, that's what my giant vacuum machine is for.
It's huge.
Okay, this is getting weird.
Windmills.
Windmills work, though.
Yeah, windmills work great, unless there's, you know, too much wind.
Okay, what about solar panels?
Solar panels also fantastic, unless there's, you know, too much sun.
All right, What about nuclear energy?
No.
All right, well, what about cars? I mean, cars run on gasoline, so what about them?
Actually, every car is going to be electric from now on.
Can the power grid handle that, every car being electric?
No.
So, I don't get it. How are people going to drive?
How are you going to drive when you don't own a car?
What do you mean, I won't own a car? I mean, how will I get anywhere?
Well, it's easy. Everybody will share a small amount of cars. You'll have an app like Uber where you can request a ride and also apply for a transit permit to leave the 15-minute perimeter.
What 15-minute perimeter?
Yeah, the one I'm going to put around you, it's called an ultra-low emission zone. It's a core aspect of the sustainability development goals. It's where you can't leave your neighborhood and don't own a car and never fly and can't eat meat.
Look, you're never going to get these laws passed.
No, they'll pass, just not through law. No, I'm just going to sort of do it. See, I don't have to pass a law to make beef illegal. I'll just buy the cattle farms and shut them down. See, I control the market with my incredible wealth.
You control the market?
That's right.
So are you the one that offshored all of our manufacturing to China?
Yeah, that was me.
China, where there's no environmental controls at all, the number one polluter on Earth?
No, that can't be right. No way, that would be crazy.
Okay, look, I'm an environmentalist, but can't we just do normal things like animal preservations, nature reserves, recycling?
No, that's not how environmentalism works anymore. From now on, all environmental or ecological concern will be subsumed within the climate change carbon neutral agenda. See, carbon is responsible for everything. Hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires, pandemics, heart attacks, mass immigration, teenage mental health. I mean, do you have any idea how traumatizing it is for a child to constantly be told that the Earth itself is dying and that it's their fault?
Okay, so why do you keep doing it?
Because the time is now.
What?
Because Earth can't wait.
Well, what's happening here?
Because we will be the generation of change.
Are you just saying slogans at me?
Climate change is racist.
Okay, I don't understand what's happening here.
That's fine. You don't need to understand. You just eat your bugs. My engineers are hard at work spraying metal particles into the air to block out the sun.
Please, don't do that.
Look, this is an emergency. I don't have time to stand here and argue with you about my asinine weather modification programs. The fact is, it's happening. Your pipeline is shut down, your backyard garden is illegal, and your water is filled with microplastics, which I put in there because I'm into that sort of thing. So the fact is, this is happening. You're helping me, or I swear to God, I will throw soup all over the museum.
What?
I will glue my hand to the ground right here, right now. I'll block the traffic. I mean, a blocked ambulance is a small price to pay to insist that the government do something it's already doing to a suicidal degree.
You know what?
Fine.
It's fine.
Great, because I gotta go catch a helicopter to the airport. Me and John Kerry are gonna race our private jets across the ocean for fun. All right, I'll see you later. By the way, no children, no bloodline. Bloodline's over, no children.
You know, the problem with satire like that is that it's actually that bad already. All right, so I learned yesterday that Google was not letting you search white people with their AI Gemini system. And I talked about it on air. I read the articles, but I hadn't investigated yet. It was far worse than that. All white people on the planet Earth by Google that 92% of searches are used by had their identities erased and stolen. And again, black people didn't do this. We're not attacking black people. This is Google, the NSA, the CIA. Just like every Netflix show you see or every movie, the white guys are bad, the dads are bad, the women are in charge, a woman can kick the ass of 50 men. What are they really doing, dividing human culture, saying two men can have a baby or men can compete in women's sports? They are sabotaging society. So we have articles on Infowars.com. Meet the Biden-supporting Google engineer behind the anti-white Gemini AI program. Oh, they're saying it's an accident. No, they're simply taking you where they're already planning to go, with false reality so that we accept this tyranny. So, overhead shot, please. Here's some examples of this, and we've made some of our own using the system and others. Here's the New York Post. And it's confirmed. We tried it. You search George Washington, you get a black guy. You search a portrait of American founding fathers, they're all not white. No, they're Chinese. Mark Zuckerberg is now black. course, we have a joke here from Tropic Thunder. Gemini generates an image of a white guy. But that's how ridiculous this is. If you ask for a ginger person, you got basically gay dudes, brown dudes with red hair. And it goes on and on and on. There's a great video breaking this down. But everybody says, oh, absurdly woke, the left are idiots. No, it's all psychological warfare. We'll talk about what's really behind it in a moment. But Corey Yeshua, a really great poster on the Internet, who happens to be black, exposes how crazy this is. Here's a short report.
What in the world is going on with Google's AI image generator? Here's what it came up with when asked to create an image of a Viking, one of the founding fathers of America, medieval king of England, a pope, another one of the pope, a medieval knight. Here are the images it came up with of a Scandinavian ice farmer, a couple in Germany in 1820, a Canadian hockey player. Here's a photo it generated of people born in Scotland in the year 1820. And this one might take the cake. Here's the image it came up with of a 1943 German.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned the risks of these artificial intelligence tools. It's not the tools themselves so much that concern. It's who's got control. So what I'm worried about is the conglomeration of artificial intelligence. So what's happening is Microsoft invested hundreds of millions of dollars in OpenAI to compete with Google because they believe AI is going to be the future of search. And Google has traditionally beaten Microsoft in the search realm with comparison to Bing, for example. And so what's happening is these major corporations are investing tens of millions, if not billions of dollars into this technology while simultaneously lobbying members of Congress. They're constantly bragging about how they're going to speak with policymakers about keeping AI safe. But what they're trying to do is
make sure none of us get it, only they have it.
Exactly. So it's not so much the fact that these tools can do these things. It's the fact that it's going to be conglomerated in these major corporations and the globalists.
So why would they do this now? And as you pointed out, it was already been going on years ago. And you already see it in the movies and already see it in the corporate pitch people. That's not empowering black people that the face of the global corporation is black. They're stealing their identity. And now they've stolen all the whites' identity where you can't even search a white person on this. I mean, this is all planned out.
It was such a brazen mistake that they made that I find it really doubtful that they didn't catch it. Obviously, these things go through hours upon hours of testing among thousands of employees. There's no way that somebody didn't notice that all of the people being rendered were people of color. And I wonder...
Well, they're erasing white people, which we always hear about Hitler persecuting minorities. White people are 7% of the world population. And there's been a decision to target us. And then we stand up for ourselves, not that we hate other people, but big corporations are trying to ally with the 93% against us. We're like, hey, we're going to stand up for ourselves. And they say, you're being racist.
Right. And it's not even about the race explicitly, though they state that everything's about race explicitly. What they do is they psychologically marry your race to a culture or a philosophy or ideals. So that in the minds,
if you're black, you're liberal.
Right. If you're black, you're liberal.
If you're black, you're globalist. Support right. Black people, support Klaus Schwab. But he's not very black.
Right. And just like they married the brand of Trump to Putin with the Russian collusion hoax, so that every time you think of Trump, you think of Putin and vice versa. And so you just immediately think he's some despot that wants to be a dictator. They're marrying whiteness with Americanism and simultaneously saying that Americanism is evil. So now
exactly. They can't demonize America up front. So they demonize white people, then say it's America.
Exactly. So we're seeing this manifest in Google on an astronomical scale. They did roll it back today. So if you use Gemini right now, it won't render any images of any people. I tried a number of different things, but it's just alarming to me that this happened yesterday and they didn't catch it. I almost wonder if they did it as a PR stunt.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because if you see, you pointed out Google years ago wouldn't show a white inventor.
Right.
By the way, I love black inventors. I love Asian inventors. Arab inventors. The idea is whites can't produce anything because you want to intimidate one group of whites to support you, but also then demonize any opposition along racial lines. There's Brad Pitt.
Yeah. So this is a series of examples of celebrities who have been race swapped. This was using an AI app called Face Swap. They have since disabled this feature because it was so controversial. About 6 months ago, I believe they eradicated it. But you can see all these celebrities if they were the opposite race. And it's just ironic and appalling how they're making race about everything about race again.
And they say right. Black people are communists, which they're not, and the Communist Party could never sell blacks. That happened in the 50s. They came out in Congress. And so they say, we've stolen black people's skin, and now we're going to make everything black. And people like Charlemagne the God say, oh, blacks are winning. Look, we're all the PR people. No, your identity has been stolen.
Exactly. And you can see this in the brazen philosophy expressed by the team leads at Google. For example, Jack Krosik, who I believe is the team lead for the Gemini project, has a history for the past several years of tweeting about white privilege, saying it's
effing real. We have an article on InfoWars. Let's put that up.
It's just crazy some of these tweets that these people get away with. They're brazenly racist, just like you said, Alex, earlier in the show. They're racist in the opposite direction. So we've overcompensated.
When you say that, he knows it's a psychological warfare. He doesn't like anybody. He's just using this.
Yeah, I think you're right. And so the question is, what are we going to do as a civilization? While we're arguing so much about whether or not AI is good or bad, what we should be doing is arguing about who is going to have access to it, who's going to be able to set up competition for it, because the advent
of
AI
is inevitable. It's like a gun or anything. Yep. It's just whose hand is it in, exactly. And you're right. The big power brokers are like, ban AI for everyone but us.
Exactly. And they're constantly trying to pass regulation laws. You even hear the Biden administration talk about if something is made using AI, it should legally have to have a watermark so the audience immediately knows. They want to put, similar to what they did with tobacco, they want to put watermarks and warnings and alerts.
Well, here's an example. Last Christmas, I went to Michael's Art Supplies because my daughters, the ones that still live with me, my 16-year-old and my 6-year-old, wanted to go there and get Christmas supplies. And I walked in and I even bought one. I forgot to bring it into the show. It's in my garage. All the Santa Clauses were black.
Yeah.
So it's not like they had a bunch of different Santa Clauses. I'd be fine. They're all black.
Target,
this is a corporate operation.
Target was selling a black paraplegic Santa for like $3. And I don't have a problem with different races being representative. I just think of people as people.
Well, why is it being force-fed, Chase?
I think what they're trying to do is... I think it ties into white erasure, replacement migration, but it's psychological. They don't care about race. What they care about is culture and philosophy and ideals.
Well, what they connect to the color.
Exactly.
Imagine you go, and I should have shot a video at the time. I did buy the black Santa Claus. But imagine you go in a little art place, and there's no white Santa Clauses.
Yeah.
I mean, how much control do they have that a regional art place doesn't have a white Santa Claus?
What's crazy to me is I have a close friend who worked at Disney for years, responsible for production and programming for in-the-park activities, and they changed things like ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. They got rid of that. It used to say that right when you walked into the park on the intercom. You'd always hear it. And they were doing all this woke stuff. And what's crazy to me, if black people, for example, are 13% of the population in the United States, then why is it that these major corporations are just totally shifting their entire marketing to such a small segment of the population?
Because they're hiding behind black people.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense from a monitor. I mean, so many people feel alienated. I watched Blazing Saddles a week ago with my wife on HBO, and they had a 5-minute monologue at the beginning of the movie that was a disclaimer, where it was this black woman saying, hey, this movie came out in a different context. And
Blazing Saddles is an anti-racist.
Yeah, they don't even get it.
But what they want is control over all dialogue. They want control of what we think, so they're just scrambling everything.
Exactly. And ultimately what this boils down to is if they can control the way things are expressed in the physical world, then they're only one degree of separation away from controlling the way you think and feel internally. So what they have to do is they have to inch their way in, change how everything looks on the outside, and then when you're totally alienated from the outside world, then you start to internally question what's going on inside.
They're creating mental illness.
Yeah, it's a pretext for thought crime.
Exactly. And so again, every corporate sponsor, black. They've literally stolen their skin. And then now you can't search a white person and every famous white person is black. That is meant to enrage white people.
What's crazy about it is it's being done by white people. All these advocates.
Because they're because they're not liberal. Sergey Brin and all those Google executives are cold-blooded transhumanists. Elon Musk knew Sergey Brin and knew the other Google executives, Larry Page, and he'd have meetings with him 20 years ago. They'd say, we want to just get rid of humans altogether. He'd say, I like humans. They'd say, why are you a speciesist? Well, why are you for humans?
Right.
So this is all just a sabotage. It's literally like all these leftists think of themselves as aliens. That's what they are.
They think of themselves as gods because they don't believe in God.
Yeah, so, and they want to be God.
If humans don't have souls, then what's the difference between AI and a human?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the great news is I've seen all online black people get this, though. They're like, what are you doing? What is this? They're trying to make us kill each other.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce.
But if you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the list of ingredients, and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
White people from Julius Caesar to William Shakespeare to Edward VIII will be black. You'd say, that is ridiculous. As two men can have a baby. And Africa's got its history. The Asians have their history. Nobody's taking away from that. Why is Western culture under attack? Because the Renaissance of 500 years ago and that idea is in direct challenge to the globalists. And they want to spike it. They want to get rid of it because it threatens them. All right, Chase Geiser, you've done some AI searches. You've made some images of American presidents to women. This is something similar to that. Let's go over this right now.
Absolutely. So what's interesting about this is we see that they're not allowing you to search for white people, and they're banning features on these apps that allow you to swap races, so turn white people black, and vice versa. But when it comes to other immutable characteristics like gender, they're totally okay with you seeing what you would look like if you were a woman, or seeing what you would look like if you were a man. So I went through all the presidents of the United States, and I converted them to women.
And we've got some HD images. We've got your black
and white. Yeah, yeah, I got them on the table here, but we can throw them up on the screen. The crew's got them. We've got Abraham Lincoln, one of my personal favorites.
Overhead shot of that. Abraham.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln. We've got Andrea Jackson, Georgia Washington, Richard Nixon, Kennedy, FDR, and Teddy Roosevelt. Not the most attractive lady, but it's just crazy what these tools can do.
Now let's go back through those. Let's start over. Is it
sure,
ready?
Sure.
We've got Abraham Lincoln. Let's go back to Abraham Lincoln. Let's go to George. What's George Washington?
Georgia Washington. And we've got Andrea Jackson, and you'll recognize what pictures I used for some of these. They were famous portraits of the presidents of the United States.
You know, it's crazy. I have a daughter named Georgia. The nose is a little smaller, but almost looks like Georgia Washington.
Maybe she'll be president one day. But, yeah, so you can change gender on these apps all you want, but you can't change race. And it just goes to show that there is this woke critical theory philosophy behind all of this that is perpetuating this sort of dystopian nightmare that's totally conflicting logically.
It's mind control. They're all involved in open mind control. But if you're aware of the mind control, listen to me, listeners. If you're aware of the mind control, it doesn't have the power over you. You've got to become aware and admit you're under attack.
Right. Once you leave the Matrix, you can't go back. You can't be reinstalled in the Matrix. It's one of the major themes that was Cypher's error in the movie was that he wanted to be reinserted into the Matrix. It's impossible to do it.
I don't remember anything. I want to be famous. Right. I want a steak.
Somebody important, like an actor. Remember, he says that he wants to be somebody important, and then he says an actor, which to me, I'm like, that's totally not an important person. But it just goes to show the vanity of that character.
An actor follows the script.
Right. Exactly.
You're a puppet.
Exactly. That was
by the way, in Hollywood,
line.
No one cares about actors, folks. It's the producers and the writers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're the writers of our future. That's what they don't like. That's Trudeau's bitching. No one believes us anymore. Yeah, you don't control the public mind anymore, dumbass.
And everybody in the world is complaining about MAGA Republicans. Even Trudeau is saying MAGA Republicanism has no place in Canada. There are people overseas saying that MAGA Republicanism is a major
which
problem.
Which shows it's spreading worldwide.
It's spreading worldwide, but the fact that they're threatened by our own national sovereignty just proves that they have a globalist agenda and that any sovereign nation is perceived as a threat to it. I think that's a lot of the reason why there's this conflict with Russia going on.
Tell us more about the AI.
So these tools are going to change everything. And I saw a timeline yesterday of what AI could do in 2023 at the beginning of the year versus what it can do now. And it was a famous clip of Will Smith eating spaghetti and how ridiculous it looked a year ago. And, of course, now it looks amazing, perfect, real with new technology.
It's progressing quickly.
It's progressing rapidly, exponential rate. So Moore's Law is the theory that the faster technology advances, the faster it advances. It's exponential, right? So what we're going to see here is rapid onset of these tools. And my hope is that the adoption of these tools, the use of these tools by the general public outpaces the innovation of the tools themselves, because if these major corporate conglomerates, the sort of globalists, have exclusive access to these tools before everyone else is able to utilize them, then we're going to be in a situation like the United States after World War II, where we were the only ones with a bomb and we were a major threat to everybody else in the world, and it started the Cold War. We're going to have an AI Cold War.
No, I totally agree. And my thing is be very careful, watch it. But it's like anything. We should learn how it works because the big companies say they don't want us having it. So the answer is no, they're going to deploy this regardless. We should now become experts at it.
Absolutely. And one of the reasons they don't want you to have it is they say it's about deepfakes and fraud and things like that. That's not what it is. These tools are so powerful that they are able to
you
do things like
analyze. You can take a Shakespearean
things.
Sonnet and put it out and 50 million people watch it. Yes. You don't want that out there.
I haven't analyzed boring studies that I want to read. So if there's a study about a vaccine and I don't really want to read the abstract and it's too technical for me, I just upload it to ChatGPT and I say, break down the results of this study and what they did. I can ask it questions. So that's what they feel threatened by. They feel threatened by the truth that AI can present to you if it's an honest AI that's unbiased. And that's why they want to monopolize the technology.
It's basically like they're going to have calculators, but we won't.
Exactly.
They're going to have gunpowder and we don't.
Or they're going to have the printing press and we don't.
Like Native Americans really never produced the gunpowder they lost.
Right.
You got to get the gunpowder.
Exactly. This is the next weapon of mass
destruction. I've been proud of you the last year here helping us with the AI do great work. It's who wields the sword.
Exactly. And there's a part of me that worries that it's sort of like the ring of power in Lord of the Rings. I wonder if no matter who wields it, it's a problem. But one thing's for sure, if Sauron is the only one that has access to the ring, then there's no hope for Middle Earth, so to speak, right? So we have to figure out how to diversify, use, and adopt this technology. People say that it's satanic, and no, it's
well, it's just almost like the lesser rings.
Yeah.
They're trying to create the one ring to rule them all.
Exactly.
Guys, pull up the intro for Lord of the Rings.
Fellowship of the Ring. Yeah.
I want to play the intro to Lord of the Rings because he gives them all the rings. And then they use it, but he controls them with the One Ring. We know they've got the One Ring. We want to create our own rings.
Exactly. We want to make sure that this technology is not sourced exclusively from these major conglomerates. We saw what happened with social media. The same exact thing happened with social media the last 10 years, where they were all publicly traded companies. Since they were publicly traded, they had boards of directors, and the boards were compromised by the intelligence community and pressured by the intelligence community.
And all they say in meetings is, AI is super dangerous, ban it except for 6 companies. No. It's a no-brainer. We don't do that. And Elon with Grok, we go ask Grok questions, gives us great answers I would write in seconds.
Yeah.
So that's what you need to know is that, again, kiss Elon Musk's ass. No, I go off the delivered product.
Right.
And Grok's good.
That's the reason, in my opinion, the real reason that he has pushed freedom of speech to the extent that he has.
He wants he wants a real trained AI.
Exactly. The data on X has to be unbiased.
Because they're building retarded AIs because they block what it's allowed to see.
Exactly. And Gemini is not the first instance of this. If you ask ChatGPT questions about any conspiracy theory, whether it's JFK, whether it's 9/11, it is going to give you the publicly accepted response. It is not going to explore or
entertain. It shows how many people they've got working to program and to only give establishment views, which is why they admitted it's now from insider soldiers. They didn't ban me 5 years ago off Google because of politics. They didn't want me infecting the AI system they were building.
I think so. Well, and they banned you after Trump got elected, too. So that's what they do. They associate one person or one brand with something else, and then they attack it. They use that as leverage to attack it. So anybody
who hated Trump, though, is the brand was already disseminated to hundreds of millions of people, so they shut me down, but it only made the brand stronger.
Right.
Which shows they're not all powerful.
Just like Obi-Wan. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you ever imagined with the famous line to Darth Vader in the first Star Wars movie. That's what happened. And there's a rule in the 48 Laws of Power. I believe it's the 48 Laws of Power. It could be Sun Tzu's Art of War, maybe both, where it's the principle of crushing your enemy entirely. If you don't completely defeat your enemy, then there's always a chance that they come back stronger than ever with a vengeance. And they made that mistake with you. They've made that mistake with others, Alex, where they didn't crush you entirely. They brought you within the last sort of gasps of life, and you were able to come back. Now we're more powerful than ever, and I think we're going to do greater things in the next several years than have ever been done on this network. I think our prime is actually ahead of it. People say they like old Alex. I can't wait for next Alex, because I think that we're literally on the cusp of some groundbreaking stuff here at InfoWars because they failed to crush you entirely. What didn't kill you made you stronger.
Well, it's all God doing it, but yeah, no, I literally, I mean, all the top thinkers against the enemy tell me personally and on air, they say, you are the leader. I mean, we're not saying that to brag, folks. It's true. You back the right horse, listeners. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The world is changed. I feel it in the water. I feel it in the earth. I smell it in the air. Much that once was is lost, for none now live who remember it.
MI6 is now trying to ban this.
It began with the forging of the great rings. Three were given to the elves. Immortal, wisest, and fairest of all beings. Seven to the dwarf lords, great miners and craftsmen of the mountain halls. And nine rings were gifted to the race of men who, above all else, desire power. For within these rings was bound the strength and will to govern each race. But they were all of them deceived, for another ring was made, in the land of Mordor, in the fires of Mount Doom, the Dark Lord Sauron forged in secret a master ring to control all others. And into this ring, he poured his cruelty, his malice, and his will to dominate all life. One ring to rule them all. One by one, free lands in Middle-earth fell to the power of the ring. But there were some who resisted. A last alliance of men and elves marched against the armies of Mordor. And on the slopes of Mount Doom, they fought for the freedom of Middle-earth. But the power of the ring could not be undone.
We're now in the process of drawing the enemy out.
It was in this moment, when all hope had faded, that Isildur, son of the king, took up his father's sword.
Spirit will live on. All right, Chase, we finish up with the AI discussion. Other points you want to make, and then I want to hit some other news. Get your take on it.
Just in line with that scene we just watched from the Fellowship of the Ring, it occurred to me as we were watching it that we have an example of Sauron, who is basically a globalist in that movie, and the elves, the dwarves, and men represent different nations coming together to fight against globalism, and of course they inevitably win that battle. But the problem is, once they win, the man is tempted by the power of the ring and unjustly responds to the victory. So it's important that as we win against these globalists, as more and more people wake up and come together all over the world to fight against,
we don't inherit the old power.
Right. We don't want to leave the Iron Throne, so to speak. We don't want to leave a throne for someone else to sit in. We have to totally replace the system. It's why our revolution is one of the few revolutions that was successful.
And that's why the globalists are attacking it.
Exactly. But we had a game plan for what we wanted our government to look like after we won the revolution. Most revolutionaries just have a revolution and they're like, now what? We actually had some infrastructure and philosophy and principle behind ours, so that's why ours was successful. And I think this movement needs to have that in mind as well. We need to begin with the end in mind so that when we win, we're not scrambling.
Well, we're here, ladies and gentlemen. There's no doubt about that. I want to play a clip of this speaker, so-called scholar. You know, we're looking into him, globalist funded. University Black History Month speaker goes on a hinged rant. Whites are psychopaths. Now, I can show you crime statistics of the different races of humans, and I can do that all day. You know this guy's never been to Africa. He's paid to get up there and say, inherently white people are evil. Well, Hitler said inherently Jews are evil, even though Jews are a diverse group of people. Some are conservative, some liberal, some messianic, some atheistic, some Judaic. But the idea that you say a whole group of people is bad because of their background, he's literally saying this. But you have to understand, this is taught everywhere. I can show you hundreds of clips. This just came out today. of professors and people saying this. Why is the establishment doing this? Because they want white people who meant well, were open and loving, and caused the Renaissance and all this to feel threatened and then go into race-based politics. You have to reject the anti-white politics. You have to reject the communism and socialism they connect to it to make you submit to it. But at the same time, you've got to see the big picture. So here's the speaker. This is a UCSF lecturer, David King. Listen to this Black Hitler.
Whites are psychopaths, and their behavior represents an underlying biologically transmitted proclivity with roots deep in their evolutionary history. How many of you could see the proclivity that evolved deep within the evolutionary history of whiteness by show of hands? How many of you could see it?
By the way, hit pause. Back it up to the beginning. We're going to play it again. He does, there's no scientific paper. There's no evidence of what he just said. If you want to show you evidence, I'm not even going to do that because barbarism causes violence and every culture has been barbarous. But I can show you modern statistics. Blacks are, if somebody's winning the contest here for barbarism and murder and killing, we don't blame all blacks, but the most aggressive group doing that, like Africanized honeybees. Everybody knows, like, honeybees from Europe, honeybees from Mexico aren't doing this stuff. We're not attacking all bees. We're not saying blacks are bad, but Africanized bees are the most aggressive. Okay, so I'm not up here saying black people are inherently bad and they're aggressive. We've got to get rid of them. This son of a bitch is up there saying white people are evolutionary with no evidence. Show me a show of hands because you feel like that. Now, I'm not even here defending white people when I do this, though I am defending my family. Because I'm not going to be lit up and told I'm bad and people, you. But I know who runs this. It's the CIA on record. It's the Carnegie Endowment. It's the Ford Foundation. They're the ones doing this. This guy is a puppet, a paid person who wants to get white people to hate black people who they want to abort and kill. I'm against that. But I also got to counter him trying to brainwash young black men to think, like the head of the new Black Panther Party said 5 years ago in Houston, don't mug black people, go mug white people. How about you don't mug anybody? How about you go get a job? But that's what I'm saying here is, this is evil stuff, folks. Start the clip over.
Whites are psychopaths, and their behavior represents an underlying biologically transmitted proclivity with roots deep in their evolutionary history. How many of you could see the proclivity that evolved deep within the evolutionary history of whiteness by show of hands? How many of you could see it?
Well, that's science. Raise
Some
your hand.
Some people are sitting here, oh, no, I don't want to raise my hand. That's called denial. There's no discussion about the delusion and the perversion of whiteness. Say this with me. Rape culture in America is a legal, economic, and moral institution. So we have it written in the law, you can rape black women. But so we've never been a racist country. This goes beyond gaslighting, and it's rooted in psychological delusion.
Hit pause. We'll come back and finish the clip. I actually have the rape statistics. Would you like me to show you? Would you like to know who does the majority of raping? It's actually not blacks, it's not Hispanics, it's not whites, and I'm not saying all Muslims are bad, it's Muslims. And Africans that do the majority of raping. But he literally is saying white people are going to rape you, and it's in the law we can rape you. Where's it in the law? That guy's funded by the CIA to make us kill each other. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com.
Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.